I can't tell you how often I work with a couple, and one of them tells me they get steamrolled by the other. Then the other tells me it's not true. Okay, over 40 years of working with couples has shown me that if one person feels steamrolled, they probably are. Even if you don't mean to pressure your partner into a position, they might experience your style of pitching your point as overpowering, steamrolling, or just plain bullying. You might see yourself as a persuasive communicator, a good debater, or you're just telling the truth. But if your partner feels steamrolled, then you're losing the chance to feel trusted and close, even if you win the debate. If your partner thinks you push them into choices they wouldn't otherwise make, you probably already have heard them accuse you of steamrolling, even if they use a different word to describe it. Set aside your pride, and when you're not trying to make a team decision, ask them if they feel unduly pressured by you to agree with your point of view. When they say yes, ask them to describe exactly what you do that makes them feel pressured. The usual things I hear in my office include you start raising your voice, demeaning comments, how could you be so stupid, swearing, pressured speech, contemptuous nonverbal cues like rolling your eyes or throwing up your hands in exasperation, grinding away on your point for a long time and not stopping the conversation until you get your way, not letting the other say why they disagree, not giving the other a vote in the decision, going silent and withdrawing interaction when you don't get your way, getting angry and showing irritation when you don't get your way. Once you know what you do that pressures them, stop doing it. As much as we all want our own way, relationship is about teamwork and collaboration. If the decision is not embraced by both of you, the intimacy and trust between you eventually erodes to the point neither of you can be very happy together. Living by committee is hard, especially when used to getting what you want. But if you want to stay married and enjoy each other, stop steamrolling and accept you won't always get your way, even when you think you're right. For KUNR, this is Dr. Rebecca Jankovich.